Sheffield Live. Made in Sheffield. Made by you.
Do you like Sheffield Live? Why not become a friend of Sheffield Live? Sheffield Live is a community radio station, and friends of Sheffield Live are people in the community who make a regular donation to keep Sheffield Live on the air. Join the Friends of Sheffield Live by writing to friends@sheffieldlive.org or go online to sheffieldlive.org/friends.
Yeah, this is the poet Benjamin Zephaniah coming down your radio wire, and you are listening to Sheffield Live on 93.2 FM, my friend.
Hey, what's up? This is Craig David, and I'm right here on Sheffield Live 93.2 FM.
Hi, I'm Eddie Grant, and you're listening to Sheffield Live 93.2 FM.
Yeah, you heard it. 93.2 FM. And also available on DAB Radio 2. Without further ado, I hope nobody is listening. But if you are, keep these discussions to yourself. You hear me, boppers? Yes, I am. Well, we've got Mr. V, yeah? Strongman out of road. The day are again. Where I say, Mr. V?
Evening. Yeah, just, you know. Just come in now and just, I'm going to come in and then me I go slide out.
You hear that, peeps? Come in and slide out. Yeah, so if this is your first time, you've rocked up on Sheffield Live 93.2. I hope you're going to enjoy the ride. You know, probably the best sports chat radio show you'll ever hear, you know. I'm gonna start the show by talking about Laura Muller, Formula One's first female race engineer, and I'm gonna big up this gal, yeah, because she makes history for the first time ever. A female race engineer in Formula One has been promoted into the role by Haas ahead of the 2025 season, in a landmark moment for the sport. 33-year-old German steps into one of the most high-profile trackside roles, where she will work closely with new recruit Esteban Ocon and be the voice in his ear. So as he's driving, you will kind of like hear her voice. Well, you won't hear her voice naturally, but Ocon will. There's a main link between Ocon and the team. She will not only communicate with the Frenchman via team radio that viewers can hear on television. Oh, you can hear on TV. But she will also lead the engineer's team on his car and oversees its overall performance. Well, I think that's kind of like wicked, that, for a female, first ever, breaking barriers, and I think it's just good to have Laura in at a hot seat like that, you know.
Listen,
so yes,
to
Mr.
me
B.
To me, right, we shouldn't even be talking about them kind of thing now in 2025, really, because at the ending of the day, right, opportunities are there for everybody, right? And She's obviously good at what she does, so that's the reason why they promote her up there, right? So we shouldn't really, for me, it might sound different, but we shouldn't be like celebrating, because she should be there anyway. Woman should be there anyway. Woman, disabled, black people, whatever, should be there. Do you know what I'm saying? So yeah, it's a good thing.
You know? And, yeah, so.
Yeah, well, like I said, right, for me, right, it's good. It's good recognition, right, for the, well, you could say good recognition for the for the female race, but really, to me, she's good enough. She's good enough. She's good enough to do the job. Really, I can't see what the problem is. You know what I mean? And then you've got the other right. It also will let other young female look at that and think, you know what? I can do that as well. You know, I can do that. So let's see what happens.
Yeah, that's true that. And you know, I think it's just to kind of like highlight that she's done really, really well. And you know what? You know, when she got the job, you know, kind of like what was the case in point on it?
Go on.
This is what she said to Haas.
So what's...
Fast car, you know?
Oh.
That's what she said. You know, give me the job.
Yeah.
And then she went with flying colors, you know.
Yeah, I can get that.
Laura Muller, yeah. First female race engineer. Give me the fast car, you know.
And there should be many more after she. You know what I mean? Should be many more after she. So.
And I just think that, you know, like, just kind of like going over that Haas F1 work with Toyota Gazoo Racing, which is known as TGR, and Ferrari also, as part of the technical partnership in F1, which began back, I do believe, in October.
Okay.
So, yeah, and I think what's really good about it is that, you know, it's not a problem. She digs deep. This is coming from Haas. She doesn't stop at the first answer. Some people, when they find the first answer, they stop there. They think, oh, great, I found the solution, and then move on.
Mm-hmm.
But it's not just that, you know? Mm-hmm. You know, you have to go through the formulation,
mm-hmm.
you know?
So basically, she just thinks to herself, all right, yeah, let me see what more I can find out.
100%.
Okay.
You've got it.
Okay.
You've got it there. Right. You know? And I just think that, you know, big up. Anybody's just tuned in to Sweet Talking Sport. Got Mr. V here. We're just talking about Lauren Muller becoming the first female F1 race engineer. Teams up with kind of like Haas. The MoneyGram Haas F1. Like I said, work with Toyota and Gazoo Racing Team, known as TGR, you know? So from that, when I was looking at this, I thought, what an attitude to have. The Australian Grace Harris. This is what she said. We want to win 16-0 and embarrass England. Harris, eyes, clean sweep. I mean, you know, I don't think that attitude is over the top.
Is that a cricketer?
Yes.
Right.
Australian woman.
Right. And is it the test?
Well, it's the T20 in Cambria.
Okay.
You know, she's kind of like saying, you know, that she wants to embarrass England.
Yeah, but so basically what she's saying, basically, she wants to destroy them.
You know?
You know, like nuclear bomb. No, seriously, what you want? She want to blow them up, you know what I mean? So that's what she's saying, like, and she's not holding back, you know what I mean? But when you're going to, in any sport, when you're going in there, you shouldn't be holding back. You should be seeing your opponent and saying to yourself, you know what? I'm going to do what I have to do to dispose of you.
Exactly.
You know what I mean? That's what you've got to do.
Some people might say, oh, too zest. You know what I mean? But
nah.
I don't think there's nothing wrong with attitude.
Nah.
You know? You might as well just surrender and put on your bat. You know? Because to me, that is attitude. You know? You know, I mean, this is what she said. Of course, I've thought about the 16-0, Harris told BBC Sports Special after their win. A whitewash would be outstanding. England got the better of us in the last series. To me, it's a loss because it was a draw. A boring draw, she's saying, because rain stopped play. That made it a draw. But we could embarrass this England team because they're actually a very competitive outfit. And they've got some really good players amongst them.
Well, yeah. At the end of the day, I'm going to repeat myself, right? They're playing a game, aren't they? Right? And they're in there to win. Right? They're not going in there, right? For just, right, we're playing England. Well, if we lose, we lose. Nah, that's not it. You're going in there. You're going in there to win, right?
Exactly.
At all costs. So, all she's saying is, if they can embarrass them a little bit, that's good.
You know
what I'm saying? That's all she's saying. She's not saying like, oh, anything threatening like, or nothing like that. She's just saying, right? And you know, like, they're my arch rival, Australia and England. You know what I mean? It's arch rival. So, you're going to get a little... It's going to be a little bit more faster, you know, because it's them too.
It's true. Definitely. I mean, while Australia have dominated the series, England missed an opportunity to level the second one-day international as they failed to chase just 1-8-1. While they took their chance in the 1-8-6 in Canberra off the last over before rain had the final say. I mean, that's the only thing with cricket, isn't it? You know what I mean? If kind of like it gets a bit cloudy and stuff, they start panicking and, you know, a couple of and drops and get the covers out and stuff. You know, I think, yeah, it's just unfortunate about that, really. But, you know, I think for me, I've not seen any T20 apart from on the box, but I was at... I think it was at Old Trafford when it was called the Blackwash back in the days when we had Viv Richards and
them powerful man, the big bird and all that kind of stuff.
But taking nothing away from these women, England, you better watch out, you know, because you could get that 16-0, you know, that's fighting talk. I mean, England have yet to reply to that, you know, this is what one of the cricketers said. Yeah, it's certainly frustrating, but that's not really a question for now. Just focused on what we need to do to try to win the next game and turn things around, you know what I mean, which is in Adelaide.
How many games did they play?
I'm not sure with this one, to be honest with you, but what happened in the end of the tour will be a conversation for later. Okay. You know, Australian coming out with some kind of fighting talk about we want to embarrass them to the max. I mean, can you imagine, you know, a manager, I mean, like, we'll come to this later on, but you know, Sheffield United playing all, can you imagine like Wilder saying, yeah, we want to embarrass them later on tonight to go top of the league, you know what I mean?
Yeah,
that's like, you know,
some people would say, hold on a minute now, where's he going with that? Do you know what I mean?
It's true.
But for me, I'm saying, at the end of the day, he goes into that dressing room and he says to his players, listen, what do you want to do, boys? Where do we want to be? Right? And we all want to be in the promised land. And that promised land is the Premiership. So, we have to do what we've got to do to get there. Do you know what I mean? So you can't be coming with no, well, I know you did, and I'm proud of you, lads, but you lose. You know what I mean?
It's true.
Nah.
I mean, I think fans go crazy for that kind of, like, fighting talk. You know what I mean? It's
If you hear that, your manager saying that. You know what I mean? You hear your manager saying that, right? You're kind of behind him. You say, yeah. He wants it.
See it there? You know? So, you know, they better watch out and beware. Contrast, compare. I mean, you know, Harris is saying, yeah, you know, bring it on. We want to embarrass them. And the England woman saying, you know, well, that's not a conversation for now, really. You're just going to focus on the game. I think that could be like defeat already, that. You know what I mean? I wouldn't want my captain to say, well, that's not a conversation for now. I want them to answer that, you know what I mean, and say, yeah, you know, bring it. Well, we'll see.
That's right.
You know, I mean,
that's
we'll
right.
see.
That's right.
You know? So, yeah, defeat is for me with that one.
Mm.
But, yeah, I mean, I thought it was only right to mention Tyson and this stupidness, what you're saying about this. You know, like retirement and, you know,
boating, man.
Shouldn't come as no shock to anybody. But, you know how much he's saying that he wants to come out of retirement?
And is this again?
I'm afraid it's again. Guess how much the guy's talking about?
What we're talking about now? 200 million? What we talking?
You're talking about 500 mil.
500 million for him to
come out a retirement
and fight.
And he's saying 100% he'll come out if he gets that. And that's fighting the winner between if AJ ever deals with Usyk.
All right.
You know what I mean? Well, he'll fight the winner at that.
Well, can I say something?
Go on, man. Go on.
Listen. He might as well stay retired then. He might as well stay retired because AJ he's not beating Usyk, so he might as well stay retired.
I just think he's kind of one greedy man.
How many times has he said he's going to retire? He's retiring this. Then he's going to come out and do. Nah, sorry. All the time, man.
He's just one greedy man, you know? And you know what they want to do with this man? You know this tune?
Aye.
Hear this now. Hey. Yeah, Tyson Fury saying he wants 500 mil to come out of retirement. 100% he'll deal with it. Yeah, crazy, yes.
The ballad man.
Yeah, man. Tell him, Bob.
Yeah.
Yeah, Alan Paul.
Yeah, yeah. Go on, Appa. Go on again. Go on again.
Go on, Bob. Deliver it.
No, on a serious note, Tyson, right? It's the story, the boy who called Wolf, isn't it? It's the boy who called Wolf. Yeah. That's the story. Because he's been retiring too many times and nobody believes him.
Yeah, yeah. He's just running a joke now, isn't he? You know what I mean? He's kind of like thinking, well, and that was in with the last fight as well. It was only for the car. And I think his heart's gone out of the boxing now.
He doesn't really business if he gets beaten.
He's quite happy to take his paycheck.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And it's just become a big circus.
All he does is say that he was the world champion, wasn't he? Right? And he at the end of the day, he's reached his goal, hasn't he?
Yes, definitely. Right?
That's the main thing.
I'd agree with that.
He's reached his goal. You've got other potential fighters out there trying to reach where he's been. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Like the Dubois, is it Dubois? Right? Uh-huh. He was trying to get where Tyson's been, and he's now got there, right? He's now got there because he's now a world champion. So now he's got to defend it. You know what I'm saying, right? Well, Tyson don't have to do no defending again because he's already done it already, and it's shown. He's fought Usyk twice now, and then get broke.
It's true. Same result. And yeah, if he fought him again, it'd be the same result.
It would be
as well.
The same. That's why
I mean. And I don't even think it would bother him, to be honest with you. Do you know what I mean?
And that's the reason why I turned around and said to you, right? He might as well stay retired because if he's looking to AJ to rescue something, for, like a rescue package for drawing back out, that's not going to happen. That's not happening because AJ now do nothing, He's not it's doing
true.
Nothing.
It's true. I mean, yeah, he's saying that the organiser would have to dig deep. You know, like we said, 500 mil to tempt him out of so-called retirement, you know? No. He's taking a biscuit.
Nah.
Is Tyson Fury, you know? You know, so, well, you know.
Rubbish, man, rubbish.
It's crazy, it's crazy. I mean, like I said, he's announced his retirement so many times. He's obviously got an eye for the cream, you know what I mean? And he's probably said, do you know what? If these sheikhs and them want to kind of like fling me that con, then I'll just raise the bar even further and further and further until he gets some murder. You know what I mean? But yeah, it's just crazy.
No.
You know what I mean? You know, 500 mil. They should say, do you know what? That sheik man should say, we'll give you £500. You know what I mean? And that's just fit talk on the phone. And then after that, you'll get another 500.
Yeah, because you
know,
because to me, like we've just said it already, right? Waste of time.
It is. 100%.
Waste of time.
It's crazy.
Every minute, all the time, in my talk about, oh, he's coming out. And then, nah, rubbish. So, next subject.
Mm-hmm. Okay. I think you'll remember this this guy, Lloyd Samuel. Can you remember him?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Because I know Lloyd. Because I know him.
Yeah.
Hey, well, Lloyd. Hey, no about Lloyd, yes.
Well, apparently, you know, the Trinidad and Tobago star was leading a double life.
Yeah, he was. He was with another gal in Dubai for five years. That's right.
You know? And with this one, I mean, the real story of former Villa. I mean, he played for a few teams, didn't he?
The team that he was known for was Villa. After them, he tried various different teams.
That's right.
In Europe, right? Mm-hmm. And it worked for a little bit, but then it kind of broke down. His main thing was Villa. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah. I mean, England under 21 international, you know. Apparently, died in a massive fireball after crashing his 100,000 Range Rover into a van.
As
he headed home after dropping his kids off at school.
You know? That's what I did here. Yeah, they showed little pictures of it as well. Mm-hmm. You know,
Lloyd Samuels played 420 matches, including 240 in the Premier League, in a glittering career where he kept some of the country's best wingers in his pocket from his position at left back.
Yes, that's right. Yeah,
very capable player. I mean, you know, allegedly his death was 2018, age 37, sent shockwaves around the footballing world with fans paying tribute to the ex-Bolton defender and sending messages of support to his wife, Emma Pritchard, and children. It quickly emerged, however, that that was not Lloyd Samuels had left behind. The Trinidad and Tobago born star had been allegedly leading a double with another wife in Iran for 5 years. And then, you know, some people say if him pass, has he passed? Has he not? Has he lied? If you're out there, where you there? You know what I mean?
No, I don't want to go into that.
It might not actually be dead. This is what they're saying, in a plot twisted beyond even the capabilities of Netflix sharpness creativities. Two of his closest family members, his sister, both maintain that former footballer is still alive.
Really?
So that's coming from, you know, some family members saying that, no, I'm there. You know what I mean?
Really? Okay.
You know, Samuels was raised in about East London and was in the same starting 11 as Terry Defoe as youths, and quickly Had a spell for West Ham, also for their youth team. He found himself in Aston Villa, where he stayed for a decade, playing 199 matches and providing a solid presence in defence. While turning out for the England under-21s on several occasions, he transferred to Bolton in 2007. I mean, you know, I think it takes some doing for family members to say, well,
he's still alive.
Yeah, we don't believe his past. He's still alive, you know. Yeah. And it's kind of a bit sad when it gets like that.
So really then, so there must have been a double then, a drive theme Land Rover then, innit?
Well, that's what I mean. I said double.
Yeah, it must have been because I seen the picture to that car.
Yes.
And it was,
like they say, it's a fireball,
it
isn't
was
it?
Just, nah, it would, you wasn't surviving in that. Do you know what I mean? Mm. So if I don't know, I don't believe that. I think my man, unfortunately, has, you know, made his way upstairs. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I mean, they said that it was only after the tragic accident that the sensational details of Samuel's life came to light.
Yeah, I saw it
in the documentary. Did you
I saw it. I saw it, and I had pictures of him and his friend. You know him, friend.
Yeah.
Did have in picture with him, friend, and then there was his what? Then the wife, but the wife never really did know them type of thing there until she start see things and whatever. You know what I mean? So I don't know. I don't really know how to answer that.
I mean, I've not seen the documentary, but I will take note of that. You know what I mean? After kind of like, exploring this story on here. It's kind of an interesting one, you could say, you know. Lloyd Samuels. So I mean, it's out there for people to think whether, you know, it's true or false. Yeah, but I'm gonna go to another story now. I'm gonna talk about Pep. Why Pepsi Cola lost his fizz? Now you might have seen kind of pictures on the social media where he's got like I had it up here earlier on actually, where he's got a cut on his nose and
some
like
scratches on his head.
That's
a while ago. That happened a while ago.
But what do you think was behind there? Whether it happened a while ago or not? What's behind the reasoning behind that?
I don't think anything behind it.
I have a scratch upon his nose on it. I'm punished for it.
Listen.
Wait.
You can't catch up anywhere, you know. You can crutch up anywhere. What? So because a man crutch, he's got one little crutch on his nose and his head. There's something going on.
But on his head, there was enough. I mean, I've seen that on people, and they call that kind of like self arming. They call that, and it's
if you
it's,
want.
I mean, I joke, you know.
No, you can
read, joke about
if you want
this.
To read. If you want to read into that, you can have that. But, yeah, you can read,
but not everything. Not only that, because there was an interview after a game. I can't remember what game it was.
That's right. He made a little jokes, didn't he?
And he was like,
yeah.
He looked kind of a bit sheepish, and he said, oh, don't. So I've been scratching up, and yeah, so I'm self-harming myself. Those words was from Pep.
He said, don't worry, I'm okay. He said, don't worry, I'm okay. I'm not harming myself.
But
that's what he said.
But that, I said to, on the show, probably about what 5 weeks ago, that certain things will pop out, and you've got to take a stance and think, really? And then with the way that City was playing, obviously he's got to take some responsibility for that.
Yes,
people might say, do you know what? Now it's the players, once they cross the line, Pep can't kick that ball for him, and I hear that because there's a different side to that kind of like argument as well, but. What I want to say is that, I mean, I wasn't aware, and it's none of my business really, but, you know, that his partner was still living in Spain.
That's correct, she is.
So
his wife, you mean?
After what, 30 years? Yeah, that's correct. After 30 years, they have split. There was seen
Yeah.
Christmas that's... time. They were seeing Christmas time. I believe that they went to the theatre in Barcelona.
Yeah.
But it's come out now that, you know, that they've decided to split. So, you know, talking about what he was experiencing at the time, 30 years, you know, a long time. And then, you know, you're going to call it a day type of stuff. Obviously, mental health would have played a part. Everybody's got mental health. And we're not just picking on Pepsi Cola, but everybody have mental health.
Yeah,
and I
true.
Think that
that's true.
At the time this was happening,
right.
It was probably things were starting to show like little bit of cracks, and because like what they said, they were saying that Pep's divorce behind his recent behaviour and Man City's failure with his wife, Cristina, who lives in Spain, successful in her business,
yeah, she's always lived
fashion world.
Yeah, she's always
broke up with Pep after 30 years, like we said, together. I mean, you know, we're talking about what? If from Manchester to Barcelona, what, 2 hours, 20 minutes?
It is, yeah.
And, you know, if anybody mentions about mental health, if it's anybody else, it's mental health. You know what I mean? But I think with Pep, because what he's achieved in the past, I think it was a little bit guarded, but not to say that it did break out on the media, you know. And also, on top of that, probably when it was kind of apparent that the split was official, then obviously he's signed an extension to his contract, you know, keeping him at City till 2027.
Because he was. I'm gonna say this. I basically thought that was it. He's gonna done. He's not gonna sign no more contract after that, because it's been there a while. But then, hearing all the other little things in the background, and then hearing about that the divorce and all them kind of things, that really then I think that said to himself, well, you know what, I might as well stop now.
I agree with that.
You know,
I agree with that.
I might as well stop.
Yeah.
Right?
And don't forget, there was other things in the background. Not only his divorce, but England was in the background as well.
Yeah.
And
they
that
were.
Probably would have had... I mean, apparently, it's alleged that it took over two months to make his mind up about that. Because, obviously, there were things happening in the background. I mean, I did say to on the show that... We don't know what he's going through. But
yeah,
it will come out.
Yeah, I remember.
You know
what
I mean?
I remember. Yeah. I remember.
And like I said, anybody else, I think, you know, I mean, we know that footballers have took time out and stuff like that.
Yeah.
Maybe he should have took a little bit of time out.
Well, he did that the last time, didn't he? Before.
Maybe he should have took some time out.
I think before he went to, is it to Bayern Munich? That's what he did.
Take right. time
and
out.
Then I think when he left Bayern Munich, and don't quote me, so people can always Google it and see for themselves, but I think when he left Bayern, he took time out again and went to America and spent quite a bit of time in America.
Okay.
Right? And then he came to City. And then he come to City. Because his missus was never going to come to England. Never.
Hmm. I mean, you know, it must be hard, really, having kind of like a long haul, kind of like arrangement like that. And I suppose, you know, it just probably just took its toll. But, you know, looking at some of the kind of like quotes, what some journalists was coming out, signs of delusion and that. I probably wouldn't say it was delusion, but more of kind of like mental health. You know, which is going to affect his thinking, his judgment, and, you know, sleeping patterns and so on and so forth. But let's hope that he's kind of like turned the corner, because, you know, we don't want to wish that upon anybody. You know, mental health is a serious thing. You know, and if anybody is out there suffering,
yeah.
Get help, chat to your family members, them, you know.
To your friend, them.
Your circles.
Yeah, don't.
And, you know, don't don't deal with it alone, you know.
Don't hide it. Serious business. Do not hide it.
Because people, you know, can be, some people can be cruel, you know. So
they can.
You know.
They can.
But yeah, I think after what is what he was going through, maybe he didn't want to, maybe he didn't want to kick something again, because, like you said, CV, like, he took time out. Was it at Bayern?
Yeah, when
and if he took time out at City again, the probably the headlines would have been probably colossal. Yeah. You know, yeah, that might have done some serious damage. You know, but yeah, wish him all the best.
Well, I certainly wish him all the best. Me,
100%. But it looks like he's turning the corner now and probably getting to terms.
I won't go. I won't go too far, but yeah, okay. a little bit, only a little bit. You know, I mean, they had another setback on Wednesday. You know, but anyway, we'll move on to that, because I don't really want to go into that, because it upset me bad. Really upset me bad, honestly. And it's when I have to dash with my cup of cocoa, you know.
Take time, no?
Dash with my cocoa.
Let's hope it didn't spill out on anybody.
Why, man?
You know?
Why, man? It just, you know, just backs me up.
Oh, boy. I mean, from sticking with City, and we'll go a little bit further into football later on. Kyle Walker, I want to talk to you about Kyle. Are you pleased to see him go? Was it the right time for him to chip? And I mean, I think that's a little bit abrupt as well. You know, I want to try my look abroad.
Yeah, that's right. Next minute,
they've had a little chat.
Yeah,
and gone.
Yeah, that's, well, it's on a loan, isn't it? It's loan. It's not. It's not.
Yeah,
it's
with
not.
Option to buy.
Yeah.
So. Are you pleased to see him go?
No, I'm not. I'm pleased to see him go, but at the same time, there was definitely some cracks in Kyle's play. Definitely, right? A man who lives on speed, right? That's what he lives. He lives on.
And we're not talking about the substance.
We're talking about
just make that clear. Yeah?
His traveling speed. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
That's what we're talking about. His game is built on. Is that he's quick, right? And he can recover. Sometimes he makes a little mistake, but because he's quick, he can recover, you know what I mean? Right, and he was dangerous when it come to that. Let me tell you, when you've seen him up against all them top, what they call it, wingers and that, right? Junior and all them, when we played Real Madrid, he just had him in his pocket. And he was dangerous, honestly. But now, you're starting to see little cracks now.
I mean, you know, at 34, I think, to be fair, like you said, he's renowned for speed, quite rightly so. Can't keep up them speeds forever.
Up them speeds forever.
And maybe a fresh start is the right thing. I'm surprised he's gone to Italy, though.
Yeah, but he's going to Italy. Their game's a lot slower.
I'm surprised at Italy. I thought he would have favoured Spain. You know?
Their game's a lot slower, though. Italy's game's a lot slower.
And them hatchet man
I believe, right, he'll still be able to do a little thing out there. He'll still be able to do a thing. But now, here, because I watched him against my man, Traore.
Fulham man, Traore.
Traore, the
tick brother there.
Yeah, I'm telling you, it was like 1-2-5 train, and them, you know, them slow coach train, they were, we stop at every station. Yeah, that's what it was like. That's what it was like. Yeah, he left him, and then my man, Werner, have you heard of Werner?
He's quick. Yeah. The German. Yeah. He's quick.
And he had the same thing.
Same thing
him do again. You know what I mean?
I mean, they said that under the terms of the deal, the Italian club can sign England international permanently in the summer for a fee of around 4.2 million.
Well, there you go.
You know,
there you go. And I think, and I personally believe, he can do a job there.
Yeah.
He will be able to do a job in Italy.
And that's at AC Milan.
AC Milan.
And they're not really doing too great in the league at the moment. But you know, I think different scenery. Mm-hmm. It's probably just what he needs. I mean. He's been a bit of a naughty lad in the past, Kyle. Social media and stuff.
I don't know. I tend to not read the papers, you know what I mean?
Well, Aye. And, you know, maybe it's just more than football. Maybe it's patching up something else.
Okay.
You know, and saying, do you know what? Let's leave this year.
Yeah.
And let's forward across the seas.
Yeah, and come out to the highlight. You know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah.
Come out to the highlight. Then,
yeah.
Then
everybody. Couple of seasons.
Yeah.
And if United want a little player coach.
Yeah, just try me in, innit?
Yeah, because Wilder said that the doors open anytime.
Yeah, just try me in.
If he's 34, he'll be kind of 36 after a couple of seasons in Milan. And then I'd have thought that he'd be back over here.
And the thing is, what I like about him, really, you can't really say my man's chasing the money. Because if he was chasing 100%. The money, he'd have gone to Saudi.
Yeah,
he'd have gone to Saudi.
Because that was an option.
So he's not chasing the money. 100%. He's definitely not chasing the money.
Well, kind of said, that was definitely an option. And, you know, let's just talk about his achievements. You know, 6 Premier League titles, Championship League, part of the Continental Treble, 2 FA Cup, PFA Team of the Year, League Cups times 4, Community Shields times 2, and you've also got a UEFA Super Cup in there.
That's right.
As well with a Club World Cup there too. And to cap that all off, we've got 93 England caps. Teams, obviously we know about Sheffield United, Northampton, Town on loan, Spurs, Sheffield United on loan again, QPR on loan, Villa on loan, and then obviously Man City now has got AC Milan to top that. I was surprised actually with the amount of loans what he's had,
what
I mean?
Yeah.
You know, maybe in the early days people thought he probably wasn't the real deal, and
his pops
has had a little word with him and said, listen boy. Mm-hmm. You know when they say listen, mm-hmm. and you just set yourself straight,
mm-hmm.
and that's when we probably saw the real Kyle Walker.
Well,
good luck to him though. Still,
you do know some in left Tottenham. He told Tottenham, he said, "Yo, I'm left in no because Tottenham, I want to win.
Yeah.
I want to win things." It's well, it, what he's done what he's achieved what he wanted to do, right? Because him win everything him win. There's nothing that, you know, when you read off for your list there, mm-hmm. when you read off for your list, there's nothing you left out. Everything that's all, him win everything. You know what I mean? So, at the end of the day, like, good luck to him.
Yeah, 100%. We wish Kyle Walker all the best from Sweet Talking Sport family. From Kyle Walker, I'm going to come with a name here. Jason Punchin.
Do you remember him? Lord have mercy, Jason,
you know.
I remember Jason. Let me think about which. Jason used to be a palace man, you know.
Yeah, he did.
A Crystal Palace man.
Yeah. Quite lively.
In the midfield. Yeah. I seen him when he played again. He come to us at the Etihad, like. And in did score a nice goal and made it up to turn and applaud him.
That left foot.
Jason.
Well, do you know something? According to reports, former MK Dons, Southampton, Huddersfield, Plymouth Argyle, like Mr. Vise, Palace, 38-year-old, unexpectedly left his position at Cypriots Club, which is in Cyprus.
Okay.
Ayanapa, to be precise.
Right.
Yeah, where they've got the beaches, the nightlife.
Yeah.
They've got no kind of strip, but they've got a party square.
Packed
with bars, clubs, and restaurants. Suddenly departed following only 2 games, which he won, and abruptly left for no reason.
Okay.
I mean, like Pep, we're going to find out, you know, because I'm going to keep my eye on this one. Exited from the club, Cypriots, reported as a mutual consent decision. Okay. I kind of find that bizarre.
All right. So wait then. So let me go back a minute then. So was he actually playing, or was he like managing?
Yeah, he had a manager's role out there.
Okay.
I mean, I'm not surprised to hear you say that was he playing, because Punchy was only 38.
Listen,
only 38. What I mean?
I remember my man Jason. Boy, it was all right. He could play. He could play. I said, I seen him against City. And yeah, I did rate him. That's why I have to shout out to me. I'm GS son. You know what I mean? Hey!
Yeah, no, he's a punch yeah, and,
yeah.
You know, I mean, like we said, I mean, the reason, I mean, only Jason will know. And maybe the sporting director or the director of the club or, you know, the chairman, they may know. For him to take off kind of like abrupt like that, you know, is quite, like you say, is quite bizarre. I mean, the average takeoff speed of a commercial aeroplane is 150 to 180 mph. Me, it's a punching clocked out doing 210 mph out of the building.
So we it coming like Concorde then.
You know. So, you know,
it might fly out like speed of light.
I mean, if punching's out there, you know, you know, we just want to say that you can talk, you know, don't keep things to yourself.
That's right. Because you know what can happen if you do.
Yeah, yeah. But you know, on a serious note, like I said, Iron Appa, right? That's where it was BS.
Okay, yeah.
So let's I understand that. Jason punch and behave himself.
Yeah,
all right,
okay.
You know what I mean?
I understand what I'm saying,
peeps out there.
There's many different attractions over there. Yeah, you know what I mean?
Too many to mention. That's where the party animals are, isn't it? Iron Appa.
I've heard about it, but I've never been out there, you know what I mean?
You know, and I've never been out there either. But if
as me and my walking stick can't go out in them place, me and my walking stick.
But you know something? At least it can say two games unbeaten.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? You know, like Allardyce when he did manage England. Just get a win and gone. you punch and get two game and gone. You know what I mean?
And then just punch out. You know what I mean?
Punch out of the building. Yeah. Mr. Punchan.
Yeah.
Okay, coming to the business end now. Yeah, we'll spend a little bit of time on this. Not just this one, but, you know, we've got a few games to go through. Sheffield United can go top of the championship this evening with a win over City.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, I mean, the Blades in a good position. New additions through the building. There's a buzz about the place. And I'll be there this evening too, after the radio. I'll make my way there. I think there's a player who they need to watch out, though, on Hull City, and that's Regan Slater, former Blades midfielder.
Okay.
He may try to get on the score sheet later on. So, you know, I think it was important that Blades got some bodies through the building. Wilders managed to get two so far. There was rumours about the Blades going for Shay Charles. I believe that he signed for Wednesday again. I mean, you know, I think he's their best player and they don't even own him. What's all that about?
Yeah. I seen that, you know. Because I was told that they were going to draw him back. Southampton were drawing him back. But now I've been told, right, I've had difficult information from, you know, Phil Captain sent one little information to saying like, oh, he's signing for Wednesday, right? But that's only a loan thing.
Mm-hmm.
It's only a loan thing, right? So really, at the end of the day, right, he can still go back. Do you know what I mean? But, you know, fair enough. But I've seen him, and yeah, you can just see that he's not really a championship player. He's more a premiership player, him.
Okay.
So, you know, so really, I don't really understand the way my dude down there, because he's a premiership player. He's not playing on a premiership team there. First division team, innit? You know them Division 1 team there. No, no, serious. You know the Division 1 team. But, you know, all people out there are going to say, oh, what's he talking about? Hey, get him off. And that. Yeah, that's fair enough, but that's my opinion. You know what I mean? Okay. And everybody's got their own opinion.
Yeah, it's true. I mean, I was just trying to, like, kind of find when last actually Sheffield Wednesday bought a player. If captains out there, you know what I mean? If you want to, you know, send some kind of like information on the social media, we'd appreciate it.
Yeah, but just be careful though, because, you know, so you drive the public. So,
you know, I think, I don't know if Captain will recognize his name. Is it Kobachi or something like that? Apache, Kobachi, you know what I mean? Coming like the days of the Magnificent Seven and that, you know what I mean? And Tonto and all them Monday, you know what I mean? So, Captain, your information is important. Please contact the control tower immediately, you know? And that was about, what, 600,000. And then they were like, Valerie, why don't you come on over? You know what I mean? To the blue side.
Is it?
Valerie signed for 474K. And then after that, I think you're talking freebies. Or is it buy one, get two free or something like that? Or buy one, get one free, whichever. You know? I don't understand what's happening up there. You know what I mean? But all we can say, like CV said last week, you need to link in with BT, get an engineer, and link up the wires to that they can talk. Because it's good to talk.
Yeah, well, that, you know, that
good to talk.
I showed the people them that last week. Because, you know, I couldn't, and up to now, me still can't understand. up to now, me still can't understand. You have manager. When they call him again, Roly Poly? A Roly Poly, then call him. What they call him?
Something.
Cool, I don't know.
Sell him in Cool Plan, innit? Cool Plan and
I want Roly Poly. I think they call him. Yeah. Right.
So, something like that. Something. And
he's manager, right? And you know this you're gonna come out from me. You're gonna say why? But I rate him as manager.
I rate him too.
He's a top class manager.
We're not even joking because. Right. Because, I mean, that's why Southampton wanted him.
Yeah.
But something, I mean, I hear that it was Sanchiri was asking for about five million to release him.
Okay.
And Danny said, listen, just lower that. Lower it. And because I'm not a talk.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
It couldn't go any further,
that's what I'm saying.
You know, I believe that they could even still go back for him. And it takes... Six-year Charles with him at the end of this season.
Because
they ain't signing him on a permanent deal.
No,
you know what I mean.
No, I just I don't understand. Mina, he said a protest to tomorrow.
Is it?
Yeah, they're going to some little protest in it down at QPR. They're playing QPR tomorrow. I mean, some Wednesday man said they might go protest.
Go on
against the chairman.
Oh, yeah. So that they want him out.
Yeah, that means to them say, boy, them not buy no more tuna, you know. No, them say them not buy no more tuna. Yeah. Oh, so you said them.
Oh God.
I'ma tell people say, yo,
nobody buy it.
Nobody buy no more tuna. Yeah, that's what them say. Yeah, instead of buy tuna, go sardine. Go buy sardine. Oh, that's what them say.
Some serious vibes. 1853, we're going to step up the pace now. Like CV says, QPR will be hosting the Owls. Mid-table clash. A pressure game for both mid-table teams who want to win this. Either one. Either team, if they win this one and the results go their way, will be a point off, getting in the top
playoffs.
Six.
I keep getting told that at work that there's so many, you know, if they win, they're only so many points away from the playoffs.
But the thing is, they've got to win that first, isn't it? It's pure talkings, isn't it? It's like the fans are doing more talking than the chairman and the manager.
It's true.
You know what I mean?
That's true. That's a good comment. Yeah.
I think the R's will be too raw, too big for them.
Listen, I know QPR are not pulling up any trees at the moment, but they're at home, you know what I mean? So
I'm going to give them,
if you want me to be totally honest, I'm going to give them a little 2-1 win there, QPR,
I'll buy that. Because like I was watching Wednesday the other night, and they were shocking.
Oh, where was that? Who was that again now? Bristol City.
Yeah,
I've heard that.
The second half was terrible.
I've heard they licked the bar and all kind of thing. Yeah, yeah.
And you know, I mean, the pundits on the night, you need to listen to them because they were saying it was a terrible game of football.
Okay.
You know what I mean? And, okay, you know, we're not making that up at all. It was very hard on the ice. A crazy game of football. That's what they actually said. A crazy game of football. You know, I mean, Captain, you beg to differ. I mean, you was there. You come on air and you tell us your thoughts. You know what I mean? Of how you saw that game. But, yeah, QPR... home advantage, like CV says, I go along with that. 2-1 win to the R's. Premier, into the Premier, last 5 minutes. Wolves entertain Arsenal. Wolves 17 in the league, not really doing too well. And if Arsenal are going to have a say in the race for the title, they're going to have to return to London with maximum points with this one. It's as simple as that. Blades have also been linked with Tommy Doyle, ex-City player, playing his trade at Wolves now. I don't think there's been a serious bid put in for him, but they're just kind of, let's say they're monitoring the situation.
Okay, fair enough. Yeah, he's not a bad player, you know.
He's
not a bad player.
He did well. And McAtee when they came.
Dangerous him.
McAtee.
Yeah.
Has there been any bids for him?
There's been many teams, Newcastle.
Okay. What are they saying? What kind of price are they saying?
24 million.
24 mil?
Yeah. 24, 25 million they want in for him, but...
Oh, that's how much City won?
That's what Man City won for him,
24, 25.
But there's Newcastle and... I'm trying to think who else. There's Holy... foreign team who want him, you know what I mean?
Germany. Yeah, I think he'll do good over there. I think he'll do good over there as well. Okay. Couple of minutes to go. Man City playing Chelsea. Is this Saturday as well?
It's
Saturday
tomorrow, well? Yeah.
7:30 kickoff.
I'll be there tomorrow.
It's 5th v 4th.
That's right.
City being unbeaten in their last 7 games, Premier League games, against Chelsea. Chelsea kept 1 clean sheet in their last 16 league games away against Manchester City. Records doesn't suggest it's going to be a 0-0. I'm going for a share of the spoiled me.
You could be right, because the both teams them can't defend. That's it. There's nothing else I can say, because they're letting goal, right? Just like we do, you know. If you watch that performance against Paris Saint-Germain on Wednesday night, it was absolutely disgusting. Seriously, you're 2-0 up, right? And then within the next 7 minutes, boof, the 2-2. So for me, nah. And then and Chelsea the same. Chelsea, they can't keep a clean sheet. Yeah. So it could be anything, really. Mm-hmm. It could be all 6-6. You know what I mean?
And Chelsea want to buy up everybody at the moment. Anybody what's come available?
That's right.
They want to buy them.
That's right. They want to buy him from Man United. That Gacho. Whatever his name is.
Gennaro.
Yeah. They want to buy him as well now. Mm. So you know.
They only bought Felix the other day, and they was on about selling him.
Yeah.
I mean, it's like, we'll have him. No, we don't. Who'd want to play for a club like that? You know what I mean?
Anyway, like I said, it could be a draw. Or if anything, City might get the little win, but I'm going more a draw than anything else.
I think for me it's got a draw written all over it. like you say, it could be anything, 2-2, 6-6 or whatever.
Yeah, I'm telling you.
You know what I mean?
Because as I said, the two teams, them, they can't
defend. And obviously, you know, Chelsea's manager knows, well, he knows Pep, doesn't he?
Very good, good friends.
How he rolls, so, you know, maybe he might see something, and it might be able to exploit it. Who knows?
Mm-hmm.
Well, you've been listening to Sweet Talking Sport with, you know, Mr. V.
Yeah.
And G, if you're listening, hopefully you'll be back next week. Doing some scouting business.
Yeah, well, you know? Listen, me, sir. This is what me.